Coulter, The Whole Folk Tale and Nothing But the Folk Tale. By Ann Coulter on June 5, 2019. New York City public school teachers recently revealed that they have been instructed to reject objectivity, written documentation and perfectionism by school's chancellor Richard Carranza, as part of his effort to dismantle racism. Carranza identified these values as tools of the white supremacy culture. "Our cultural overlords are way ahead of Carranza. With lightning speed, we've abandoned old, hidebound, Anglo-Saxon facts and evidence standards in deference to new, fresh African folktale standards." According to J. Bekunuru Kubayanda, writing in the Afro-Hispanic Review, "Even Latin America and the Caribbean got their oral history traditions from Africa. Thus, for example, General Robert E. Lee has been reinvented as a white genocidal lunatic." Meanwhile, actual tape-recorded evidence of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. engaging in sex orgies will not put a dent in his hero status. Michael Korda, a lion of the New York literary set, published an admiring biography of Lee just 5 years ago, Clouds of Glory: The Life and Legend of Robert E. Lee. His book received a favorable review in the New York Times, which chirped that Korda portrayed Lee as a master strategist who was physically fearless. How can it be that the longtime editor-in-chief of Simon & Schuster and author of dozens of books, not to mention the New York Times itself, totally missed that Lee was a vicious racist, with no redeeming qualities whatsoever? Thank God Nikki Haley's parents emigrated here from India so she could set Korda straight on this country's history. And TV series retelling the left's Central Park rape fantasy. Instead of an evidence-based approach to determining guilt, today we rely on storytelling to get at the truth. Thus, according to lore, in 1989, five black and brown choir boys were framed by a racist New York police force and a racist district attorney's office for the attack on the Central Park jogger. Unfortunately for the choir boys, the two juries that pronounced them guilty were not allowed to consider fictional movies, but were stuck with the now-discredited facts and evidence method. So it's been a long, hard slog, getting the fable to be accepted as truth. It's probably going to take a few more movies. This week, the oral tradition of the Central Park wilding as told in the debut of Ava DuVernay's Netflix series, When They See Us, forced the chief sorcerer, prosecutor, Linda Fairstein to resign from the boards of three charities and Vassar College. As one of the convicted, then exonerated, rapists said, even if it's 30 years later, she has to pay for her crime. The actual evidence against the convicted rapists was, and remains, overwhelming, as I have described repeatedly in columns and in my book, Demonic: How the Liberal Mob is Endangering America. Evidently, I will be forced to continue restating the facts periodically, in some third-world version of Nietzsche's eternal recurrence. In our new country, nonsense like objectivity and written documentation are mere tricks, chicanery, hocus-pocus, used against communities of color, as school's Chancellor Carranza explained, in order to win victories for white people. Copyright 2019 ANN Coulter.